I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Abortion will be a key issue in Missouri in 2026. Groups on both sides will be watching a court case expected to go to trial next week that could determine what happens with abortion access in the state in light of a constitutional amendment on reproductive health passed by voters in 2024. And now voters will also be considering a new ballot issue that seeks to ban most abortions. With me now, Margot Riphagen, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Great Rivers, in studio. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit about the coverage area for Planned Parenthood Great Rivers, first off.
Yeah, so we serve the St. Louis region and the Missouri Ozarks. So that means, of course, here in St. Louis, also on the east side of the river in Illinois, down to Springfield.
A lot has happened, especially in the courts, since passage of the Right to Reproductive Freedom Act, which enshrined a constitutional right to abortion in Missouri. What's the actual status of abortion services in the state?
Yeah, so great question. We are providing procedural abortion here in the state of Missouri. So, you know, as you know, we have this trial coming up on Monday about the Right to Reproductive Freedom Initiative. But in the meantime, we have been providing care here in Missouri. So that's here in the Central West End and then also on the other side of the state. But you can get an abortion here in the Central West End.
Now, when you say procedurals, that's different than a medication?
Correct.
Abortion? Okay. And that's part of the case that's going to be heard next week.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So, you know, medication abortion, largely preferred. It is a, you know, you take a pill, you can do that in the privacy of your own home. You can finish the procedure there. So it's something folks prefer, right? And when we talk about the full spectrum of care, we're not only talking about procedural abortion, we're also talking about medication abortion, and we're basically talking about healthcare here. So that's what this trial is coming up next week.
So, you know, even before the constitutional amendment passed, one of the statistics that I read was that there were actually very few abortions performed in Missouri. What are we talking about as far as numbers?
Yeah, so I mean, it is one of the complicating things is folks do prefer medication abortion, right? So when we're looking at the number of folks who are getting procedures here in Missouri, we are meeting the demand in the St. Louis region, right? But folks are really looking for being able to get the full spectrum of care. So that means a lot of folks are still choosing to go over to Illinois, where they can get both procedural and medication abortion. So, you know, while we are meeting the need, making sure that folks can get the care, we have regularly available appointments here in St. Louis. We want to expand access and make sure that folks can get the actual care that they need where they live.
Let's talk about that ballot issue. Voters are going to see that. It would ban nearly all abortions in Missouri. An appeals court has actually recently rewritten that ballot language, I understand. You know, anti-abortion groups say because the vote on the constitutional amendment was so close that they expect a big turnout on this because, you know, there was only, what, like 1.6% difference in the vote.
Yeah, I mean, we are also expecting a high turnout, right? What we do know is that folks are tired of the games by politicians here in Missouri, right? Folks want to be able to get the health care that they need. And we know that voters in every single county in the state voted for the Right to Reproductive Freedom Initiative, right? Amendment 3 that we saw in 2004. And we expect that those same voters and more will come out this year. And that we hear from our patients, they don't want politicians in their exam rooms, right? And this is going to really play this year in these elections, of course. Folks don't want politicians there. They want to just be able to get the care they need in partnership with their physicians, not with their state legislator.
What about the outside money that came in for that campaign? And I think both sides have talked about that. But, you know, is this really an issue that money from outside the state of Missouri should be influencing?
I mean, part of what we know is that what happens in Missouri frequently happens in other parts of the country after they do it here. Right. So, folks, yes, they are interested in what's happening here in Missouri. And also Missourians are invested in it. Right. So we have funders from around the state who are interested not only in, of course, the electoral work, but in making sure that access remains available. So while, of course, there is outside money, as in any issue that we see these days politically, We know that it's Missourians, first and foremost, who voted for it, who are volunteering for it. We had a historic number of volunteers who really worked to pass that amendment. So we know it's Missourians, first and foremost, who are invested in this.
A couple other issues I want to talk about, and one of those is the status of Medicaid reimbursements. How is that impacting services, even apart from abortion?
Yeah, so... You know, I mean, there's been a lot in the news about that recently, right? Because there's been the federal cut of Medicaid reimbursement. We in Missouri have been dealing with this for years. So we have not been part of the Missouri reimbursement program for years. We've continued to provide the care. We make sure that folks can get the care that they need, especially the most marginalized communities, right? So we're talking about folks who are underinsured or uninsured who rely on these safety net services like Medicaid. We make sure those folks can come through our doors. We have been making sure. We've been paying for that care, let me be explicit, to make sure that folks can get the care they need. And we keep doing that. So regardless of the shenanigans, including Medicaid cuts locally or nationally, we make sure first and foremost, folks can get the care they need so they can still come to us.
I know, I think it was before you were brought on in this capacity that there were a couple of facilities closed. One, I think, in the North County area and another possibly South City, if memory serves. You know, are there gaps around our community for just core health care, you know, putting the abortion question aside?
Yeah, there are certainly gaps within our community. So those we restructured, right? So we made sure that we meet folks where they want the care, which is our Central West End location, easily accessible by public transit and telehealth. So we are expanding, have been expanding our telemedicine availability. Folks want to do those appointments online. And what we do know about Missouri is that there is a severe crisis, right, in sexual and reproductive health and in maternal health care. So half of Missouri's counties are considered maternal care deserts. And that means that folks can't get the standard prenatal care. It's growing scarce, especially for those rural, low-income, and Black and brown communities. So we know, regardless of where our health centers are, the state of Missouri is in a healthcare crisis. We rank among the lowest in the country. And instead of cutting care, we need to be expanding access to all kinds of sexual and reproductive healthcare here.
Well, Margo, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Margo Riphagen. She is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood, joining us in studio this morning. And just so everyone knows, I know the abortion issue, people have very strong feelings about it. We have requested an interview with an anti-abortion group so that we can balance this story and so that you can hear their views on this as well.